بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancer's tumor, Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
The annual Ramadan Quranic meeting, April 30th, 2019. There are some individuals among good and outstanding Egyptian Qurra who do not frequently use assimilation and whose recitation is very good. Besides, they exert considerable influence. We can cite Abdul Fattah Sha'shai as an example. As you know, he does not use assimilation, but at the same time, he is one of the best and most influential reciters. I hope that Allah, the Exalted, will bestow His mercy and forgiveness on him and on all Qurra. Therefore, I request that Qurra do not bother with assimilation. The same is true of too much repetition. This is not necessary either. Because our time is over now and Adhan is about to be said, I will only raise this point. I request that the audience observe limits when they want to applaud a reciter and when they want to say Allah, Allah. This is also another act of imitating the Arabs. As soon as a reciter of the Holy Quran begins reciting, some people constantly say Allah as if it were one of the necessary requirements after recitation. But it is not necessary to do so at all.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
Sometimes you are deeply moved by someone's very beautiful and influential recitation, and you applaud them involuntarily. According to the Arabs' tradition, Quranic applause is done by saying Allah, Allah. Of course, this is not particular to the Holy Quran. When someone sings an ordinary song, they say Allah, Allah. There is nothing wrong with this, but if we constantly say Allah, Allah as soon as a reciter begins reciting the Holy Quran, this is not necessary at all. I request that you yourselves advise in those meetings where you are considered as teachers and experts, participants to avoid saying Allah, Allah to excess. When a reciter recites the Holy Quran in a very beautiful and artistic way, it is all right to applaud him. However, one sees that some people say Allahu Akbar as soon as the reciter says, I seek Allah's protection from Satan, the rejected one, a Quranic phrase that is used when someone wants to begin reading the Holy Quran. I hope that God will associate all of you with the Holy Quran and that He will build your life in this world and in the hereafter by the blessedness of the Holy Quran. Greetings be upon you and Allah's mercy and blessings.
Allah, I wanna thank you. I wanna thank you for all the things that you've done. You've done for me through all.